17 sati i 30 minuta.
Radio Televizija Srbije. Radio Beograd 2.
Autogram. Autogram.
Poštovani slušaoci, na početku emisije Autogram pozdravlja vas Gorica Pilipović. Kao što su Kurt Weill u Nemačkoj i Darius Milhaud u Francuskoj tokom međuratnih godina doprineli stvaranju muzičke estetike koja se oslanjala na nadrealizam i otuđenje, ne samo između dela i publike, već i između samih elemenata dela, tako je i u Engleskoj tog doba postojalo nekoliko umetnika koji su se zaputili tim pravcem. Pesnikinja Edith Sitwell je početkom 20. godina prošlog veka, primetivši apstraktne trendove u skulpturi i slikarstvu, pokušala da uvede slične ideje i u poeziju. Napisala je niz apstraktnih pesama, od kojih su neke u ritmu popularnih igara. Tada je sa nama svedoči njen brat Osbert, u istoj kući živeo i mladi kompozitor William Walton i mi smo se složili da on komponuje muziku na Editine stihove, muziku koja će biti apstraktna na sličan način. Nastalo je delo Fasada kojem, poštovani slušaoci, posvećujemo današnji autogram. I zaista, muzika je bila toliko apstraktna, toliko van svih uobičajenih manira da je na premijeri 1923. godine izbio skandal. Osbert Sitwell dalje se seća. Nastala je takva provala besa i histerije u publici da su na kraju moju sestru zamolili da ne napušta garderobu dok se masa ne raziđe. Vrlo je verovatno da bi bila povređena. Tako se Fasada Williama Waltona i Edith Sitwell našla u onoj počasnoj grupi ostvarenja koja provociraju ustaljene načine mišljenja. Najizazovniji je ipak bio tekst Sitwellove, na izgled bez smisla, sa semantičkim lutanjima između nepovezanih pesničkih slika i značajnskih ćorsokaka. Dalji korak bi bio dadaizam sa svojim besmislenim slogovima, a ovde sve može da posluži kao vezivno tkivo, značenje, rima, asonanca, asocijacija. Sve gramatičke komponente su tu, subjekti, objekti, prilozi i slično, ali su kombinovani u potpuno nefunkcionalan sled misli. Sličan opis bi se mogao primeniti i na Waltonovu muziku. Baš kao što dvosmislenost teksta predstavlja subverziju njegovog sopstvenog značenja, tako se i muzika distancira od same sebe, zalazeći u parodiju i aluzivnost. Mnogi pojedinačni delovi ovog ciklusa minijatura karikature su specifičnih nacionalnih muzičkih idioma, poput komada Švajcarska pesma sa jodlovanjem, Škotska rapsodija, Španska noć ili Tango pasodoble. Kombinacije instrumenata unutar kamernog ansambla namerno su rogobatne, dok su neki muzički obrasci tretirani ironično, poput fanfara ili karakterističnog ritma pratnje. Čak se i deonica recitatora može smatrati dodatom instrumentalnom linijom, koja se od drugih razlikuje jedino potrebom da se govor artikuliše disanjem. Reči se izgovaraju u nekoj vrsti monotonog javnog spikerskog obraćanja, ali u strogom, često i vrlo živom ritmu. Utisku otuđenja doprinosi i činjenica da je recitator skriven od publike i govori kroz megafon, postavljen iza ogromne, groteskne maske. Slušamo sada ciklus komada Fasada na tekst Edith Sitwell, a muziku je komponovao William Walton. Recitatori su Peggy Ashcroft i Paul Scofield uz članove Londonske simfonijete pod upravom autora Williama Waltona.
Thank you.
come out of Babylon. Hobby horses foam, the dumb sky rhinoceros glum. Watch the courses of the breakers rocking horses, and with Gnosis Lady Venus on the settee of the horsehair sea, where Lord Tennyson in laurels wrote a Gloria free. In a borealic iceberg came Victoria, she, Upin's Albert's tall memorial, took the colors of the floral and the borealic iceberg floating on they see. You arisen, Madam Venus, for whose sake from far came the fat and zebraed emperor from Zanzibar, where like golden bouquets lay far Asia, Africa, Cathay, all laid before that shady lady by the fibroid jar. Captain Flacker, stout as any water butt, came stood with Sabacus for the drinking the black tart grape's blood, plucked among the tartan leafage by the furry wind whose griefage could not wither like a squirrel with a gold star nut.
Queen Victoria sitting shocked upon the rocking horse of a wave said to the lorry at the sphinx, of course, is as sharp as any lynx, a blacker deeper than the drinks, and quite as hot as any hottentot without remorse. But the lynx is G, and the drinks is Z, my heart is any hottentot, not good for me. An admiral red, whose only notion, a butterfly poised on a pigtailed ocean, is of the perruped sea whose swell breaks on the flowerless rocks of hell. Another thin tree's Deb and Dinah, Jemima, Jocasta, walked, and finer their black hair seemed, flat sleek to see than the young leaves of the springing bohea. Their cheeks were like nutmeg flowers when swells the rain into foolish silver bells. They said, if the door you would only slam, or if papa you would once say damn, instead of merely roaring avast or boldly invoking the nautical blast, we should now stand in the street of hell, watching siesta shutters that fell with a noise like amber softly sliding. Our moonlight glances through these gliding would see at her table preened and set Marina sitting at her toilette with eyelids closed as soft as the breeze that flows from gold flowers on the incense trees.
The admiral said you could never call. I assure you it would not do at all. She gets down from table without saying please, forgets her prayers and to cross her T's. In short, her scandalous reputation has shocked the whole of the hellish nation, and every turban chinoiserie with whom we would sip our black bohea would stretch out her simian fingers thin to scratch you, my dears, like a mandolin. For hell is just as properly proper as Greenwich or as Bath or Joppa.
What are you staring at, mariner man, wrinkled as sea sand and old as the sea?
Those trains will run over their tails if they can, snorting and sporting like porpoises flee. The burly, the whirligig wheels of the train, as round as the world and as large again, running half the way over to Babylon, down through fields of clover to gay Troy town, are puffing their smoke as grey as the curl on my forehead, as wrinkled as sands of the sea. But what can that matter to you, my girl, and what can that matter to me?
paws. The light is braying like an ass. See, the tall Spanish jade, with hair black as nightshade, worn as a cockade, fleet. Her eyes gasconade, and her gowns parade, as stiff as a brigade. The hardened braying light is zebra black and white. It will take away the slight and free. Tinge of the mild organ sound, oyster stall notes oozing round, her flounces as they sweep the ground. The trumpet and the drum and the martial cornet come to make the people dumb. But we won't wait for slyfoot night, moonlight water, milk white bright, to make clear the declaration of our Pythian vocation. Beside the castanet, see where stalks Il Capitanio, swaggered braggadocio, sword and mustachio. He is green as a cassada, and his hair is an armada. To the jade, come kiss me harder. He called across the battlements. She heard our voices thin and shrill, as the steely grasses thrill, or the sound of the onika, when the folk has the pika in the palace of the Queen Chinese. Through gilded trellises of the heat, Dolores, Inez, Manuccia, Isabel, Lucia, mock time that flies. Lovely bird, will you stay and sing, flirting your sheened wing beck with your beak and cling to our bell. Hiding their simian shapes, sighs. Each lady a spadil is done. Dance the quadrille from Hellstars to Seville. Surprise their siesta, Dolores said. Through gilded trellises of the heat, spangles pelt down through the tangles of bellflowers, each dangles her castanets. Shutters for while the heat mutters, with sounds like a mandolin or tinkled tambourine.
When Don Pasquito arrived at the seaside, where the donkey's high tide raged, he saw the bandito Joe in a black cape, whose slack shape waved like the sea. Thetis wrote a treatise, noting wheat is silver like the sea, the lovely cheetah sweetest, foamy wrote his notices that she will steal the savage of people, but totally the nation's group. So Joe put the luggage and the label in the pocket of the trees like rich hotels that bode of dreamless ease for she, carrying the load and goading the road from green sea to sea. From Pasquito the road is a lonely, so the luggage so heavy and the fire. You must follow as you go on, no, 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 Pasquito returned from the road's end, where vanilla-colored ladies ride. From Sevilla, his mantillaed bride and young friend were forgetting their mentor and guide. For the lady and her friend from Lachuque, in the very shady trees upon the sand, were plucking a white satin bouquet of foam, while the sand's brassy band blared in the wind. Don Pasquito hid where the leaves drip with sweet, but a word stung him like a mosquito, for what they hear they repeat.
Jumbo asleep, grey leaves thick furred as his ears keep conversations blurred. Thicker than hide is the trumpeting water. Don Pasquito's bride and his youngest daughter watch the leaves elephantine grey. What is it grieves in the torrid day? Is it the animal world that snores, harsh and inimical in sleepy paws? And why should the spine flowers, red as a soldier, make Don Pasquito seem still moldier?
In a room of the palace, black Mrs. Bellcroft gave way to rum and the wildest mouth. Mrs. Bellcroft, come, 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 court lady, doomed like a moth, through palace room shady. The candle flame sharp as a spoon. Nobody came. Only a bugbear air unkind, that Budford papoose, the young spring wind, blew out the candle. Where is it gone? To flat Coromandel, rolling on. Where the satyrs are chattering, in their flattery, glimpse of the forest is past. All the beauty of marrow and cucumber narrow and series will join in the dance. Where the satyrs can flatter the fatty fruit and the gherkin wheel of the marrow. Set green beans, sightings, will set the beans, the gold and the cucumber narrow. See, like palaces hid in the lake, they shake those greenhouses shot by the arrow narrow. The gardener seizes the pieces like creases for building the pottery shaped barrow. There the radish root and the strawberry fruit steal the mixed hybrids in the glade. Something the Zephyrs, Pachecas, and Turkas, Cracoviacs hid in the shade. Where in the hill comes the continent's gay flocks, where lands that are looped over bright yellow petticoats, gaiters of leather and pheasants, snares, feathers, and straw hats bewildering many a leathern bat. There they haymake cowers and wines and showers, the dew in the dogskin bright flowers. Pumpkin and marrow and cucumber narrow have grown through the spangled June hours. Melons as dark as birds have for their fountain ways, the escape running and twinkle as dark as cat or old sirenas, yet useful as Venus are woods and the wrinkled the pencil, the jewels ran. Set the
fresh evil liver, but I don't understand it anymore.
Across the thick and the pastel snow, two people go. And do you remember when last we wandered the shore? Ah, no, for it is cold-hearted December. Dead, the leaves that like asses' ears hung on the trees, when last we wandered and squandered joy here. Now Midas, your husband, will listen for these whispers, these tears for joy's beer. Pagodas and all the ropes let down from the cloud ring the hard cold bell buds upon the trees, codas of overtones, ecstasies grown for love's shroud. Cherry kiss from a tree, but don't, I prithee, come bothering me, she said, as she fled.
The snouted satyrs drink coated cream in the chestnut trees as thick as a dream.
So I went and leant where none but the dotish, cootish wind nuzzled my hand for what it could find. As it neighed, I said, sir, don't touch me, I say. You'll tumble my strawberries into the hay. Those snow mounds of silver that be the spring has sucked his sweetness from. I will bring with fair-haired plants and with apples chill for the great god Pan's high altar. I'll spill not one. So in fun we rolled on the grass and began to run, chasing that gaudy satyr, the sun. Over the haycocks away we ran, crying, here be berries as sunburnt as Pan. But Silenus has seen us. He runs like the rough satyr sun.
Come away.
Thank you.
lazy and silly, walk by the shore of the warm grassy sea, talking once more neath a swan-bosom tree. Rose castles, Tourelles, those bustles where swells each foam bell of ermine, they roam and determine what fashions have been and what fashions will be, what tartan leaves born, what crinolines worn. By Queen Thetis, pelisses of tarlatine blue, like the thin plaided leaves that the castle crags grew, or velour d'Athrond on the water god's land, her hair seemed gold trees on the honey's cell sand, when the thickest gold spangles on deep water seen were like twanging guitar and like cold mandoline, and the nymphs of great caves with hair like gold waves of Venus wore tarlatine. Louise and Charlatine, Boreas' daughters, and the nymphs of deep waters, the nymph Talione, Grisie, the Ondine, were plaided Victoria and thin Clementine, like the crinolined waterfalls. Wood nymphs wear bonnets, shawls elegant, parasols floating are seen. The Amazons wear balzarine of jonquil, beside the blonde lace of the deep-falling rill. Through glades like a nun, they run from and shun the enormous and gold-rayed rustling sun. And the nymphs of the fountains descend from the mountains like elegant willows on their deep barouche pillows in cashmere, alvanda, barège, Isabelle, like bells of bright water from clearest wood well, are elegant. Favouring bonnets of blonde, the stars in their apiaries, sylphs in their aviaries, seeing them spangle these and the sylphs fond, from their aviaries fanned with each long fluid hand, the Montos Espagnol mimic the waterfalls over the long and the light summer land. So Daisy and Lily, lazy and silly, walk by the shore of the warm grassy sea, talking once more neath a swan-bosom tree. Rose castles, Tourelles, those bustles, Mourelles of the shade in their train, follow. Ladies, how vain, hollow, gone is the sweet swallow, gone Philomel. We bear velvet cream, green and babyish, small leaves seem, each stream, horses' tails that swish, and the chimes remind us of sweet birds singing, like the jangling bells on rose trees ringing. Man must say farewell to parents now, and to William Tell and Mrs. Cow. Man must say farewells to storks and bets, and to roses, bells, and statuettes, forests white and black, in spring of blue, with forget-me-nots, and to lovers true, still the sweet bird begs, and tries to cozen them by angels' eggs, sold by the dozen. Gone are clouds like inns on the garden's brinks, and the mountain gins Ganymede sells drinks, while the days seem grey and his heart of ice grey as chamois or the edelweiss, and the mountain streams like cowbell sound dirra lirra round in the waiter's dreams. Who has gone beyond forest waves, while his true and fond ones seek their graves.
Do not take a bath in Jordan Bourne on the holy Sabbath on the peaceful day, said the huntsman playing on his old bagpipe, boring to death the pheasant and the snipe, boring the ptarmigan and grouse for fun, boring them worse than a nine-bore gun, till the flaxen leaves where the prunes are ripe heard the tartan wind a-droning through the pipe, and they heard Macpherson say, where do the waves go, what will tells, hide their bustles and their gay umbrells, and would there be room, would there be room, would there be room for me?
There is a hotel at Ostend, cold as the wind without an end, haunted by ghostly poor relations of Bostonian conversations, like bagpipes rotting through the walls. And there the pale ropes fall like shawls, the noise like murrying waterfalls. And another little drink wouldn't do us any harm, pierces through the sabbatical calm, and that is the place for me. So do not take a bath in Jordan Gordon on the holy Sabbath of the peaceful day, or you'll never go to heaven, Gordon Macpherson. And speaking purely as a private person, that is the place, that is the place, that is the place for me.
Grady, silly and shady, longing to be a lazy lady, walked by the cupola's gables in the lake's Georgian stables. In a fairy tale like the heat intense and the mist in the woods when across the fence the children gathering strawberries are changed by the heat into negresses, though their fair hair shines there like gold haired planets, Calliope, Ia, Pomona, Antiope, Echo and Lio. Then Lily O'Grady, silly and shady, sauntered along like a lazy lady beside the waves, haycocks, her gown with tucks was a satin, the colour of shining green ducks, and her folderol parasol was a great girl's sun, or the haycock shining, but she was a negress black as the shade the time on the brightest lady laid. Then a satyr dog haired as trunks of trees began to flatter, began to tease. And she ran like a nymph with golden foot that trampled the strawberry buttercup root in the thick gold dew as bright as the mesh of dead Penelope's golden flesh. Made from the music whence were born Memphis and Thebes in the first hot morn, and ran to wake in the lake where the water ripple seemed paid to rick. And Charlatine, Adeline, Orandes, Bubbling, Victorine, and the other fish expressed a wish for mastic mantles and gowns with a swish, and dust and slight as the posies of buttercups and of roses, and buds of the wildwood lilies. They chase her as frisky as fillies. The red retriever haired satyr can whine and tease her and flatter. But Lily O'Grady, silly and shady, in the deep shade is a lazy lady. Now Pompey's dead, Homer's red, Heliogabalus lost his head, and shade is on the brightest wing, and dust forbids the bird to sing.
Mulsa fork, tall as a stork, before the honeyed fruits of dawn were ripe, would walk and stalk with a gun the renard-coloured sun. Among the pheasant-feathered corn, the unicorn has torn forlorn the smock-faced sheep. Sit and sleep. Periwigged is William and Mary weep. Sally, Mary, Matty, what's the matter? Why cry? The huntsman and the renard-coloured sun and I sigh. Oh, the nursery maid Meg with a leg like a peg. Chase the feathered dreams like hens, and when they laid an egg in the sheepskin meadows where the serene King James would steer. Horse and hounds, then he, from the shade of a tree, picked it up as spoil to boil for nursery tea, said the mourners. In the corn tower's strain, feathered tall as a crane, and whistling down the feathered rain, old Noah goes again, an old dull moan with a head like a poem.
Seeing the world as a bare egg, laid by the feathered air, Meg would beg three of these for the nursery teas. Of Japhet, Shem, and Ham, she gave it underneath the trees, where the boiling water hissed. Like the Goose King's feathered daughter kissed. Pot and pan and copper kettle put upon their proper metal, lest the flood begin again through these, again through these.
His syllabub in the hotel in hell.
Well, preserved in the first cell.
Blue as the gendarmerie with the waves of the sea.
Rocking and shocking the barmaid.
Nobody comes to give him his rum, but the rim of the sky hippopotamus glum enhances the chances to bless with the venison outlet for Tennyson. Crossing the barley with cold vegetation from pale deputations of temperance workers.
All signed in memoriam.
Hoping with glory to trip up the laureate's feet.
Moving in classical meters.
Like Malaclava, the lava came down from the roof and the seas grew wooden gendarmerie. Took them in charge while the empty but roared for his rum.
None of them come!
Bio je ovo ciklus komada Fasada Williama Waltona na tekst Edith Sitwell. Recitatori su bili Peggy Ashcroft i Paul Scofield uz članove ansambla Londonska sinfonijeta pod upravom autora Williama Waltona. 1926. dakle tri godine posle premijere, Walton je iz Fasade aranžirao prvu orkestarsku svitu, a 1938. i drugu. 1977. je komponovao nastavak Fasadu 2, vrativši se originalnom kamernom ansamblu i naraciji. I ova kompozicija je također rađena prema poeziji Edith Sitwell, a izvodili su je takvi renomirani izvođači kao što su Peter Pears i Katie Barbarian, kojima je i posvećena. U nastavku emisije Autogram slušat ćemo komade iz obe svite nastale na osnovu muzike iz Fasade. Kraljevskom filharmonijom diriguje Malcolm Sargent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Različite komade iz dve orkestarske svite Fasada Williama Waltona odsvirala je Kraljevska filharmonija pod upravom Malcolma Sargenta. Poštovani slušaoci, ovim završavamo emisiju Autogram, koju smo danas posvetili, dakle, originalnom obliku kompozicije Fasada Williama Waltona. Emisiju su pripremili tonmajstor Zoran Uzelac i urednica i voditeljka Gorica Pilipović.